This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Evan Roberts. Tiki Barber. It's Evan and Tiki on WFAN, The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Welcome to Eastern Conference Finals Eve. Evan and Tiki will get you ready for Knicks Pacers Game 1 in a little bit more than 24 hours. Why the Knicks need to win an NBA championship right now. Plus, we got a brand new edition of Posted and Toasted coming up at 3:30, where Tiki guesses the old tweets of our fellow FAN co-workers. But last night, the New York Mets were center stage. No Yankees, no Knicks. And quite frankly, Juan Soto annoyed me when he grounded into a double play in the third inning. When he didn't hustle on the ball off the Green Monster, I wasn't that annoyed, because one play later, he stole second to make up for it. So I was more just annoyed by the Mets offense continuing to fumble the bag, 1-for-8 with runners in scoring position, a bad night from Francisco Lindor, a bad night from Brandon Nimmo, and yes, a bad night from Juan Soto. But I was annoyed by just that. But Juan Soto made a big, big mistake after the game. He lied to us. Mm. And I'm not saying he lied to us about being happy here or he really wants to be a Yankee or any of that fake crap that's out there. I'm talking about stuff that you can't deny. And to me, Juan Soto had a very bad Monday night, not because he went 1-for-4 and not because he bounced into a double play and not because he didn't run out of ball off the Green Monster, because he did the one thing you can't do to New York fans, and that's insult our intelligence. We'll walk you through it real quick. Obviously, Soto does not run out a ball off of the Green Monster, and Carlos Mendoza has the question asked to him, hey, 2 days in a row, Juan Soto hasn't hustled. Are you going to talk to him? Here's the full context of the question and the answer from the Mets manager.
Soto didn't bust it out of the box on that ball off the wall. Last night, he had a play where he was a little slow getting out of it. Do you have to talk to him about any of that?
Yeah, well, I mean, we'll talk to him about it. Tonight, obviously, someone gets a hold of one and knows when he gets it, he's one, you know. And he thought he had it, you know, but with the wind and all that. And in this ballpark, or, you know, anywhere, but in particular in this one, with that wall right there, you got to get out of the box. So, we'll discuss that.
You got to get out of the box. We'll talk to him. That is not something you hear many managers say, by the way.
No.
Most especially managers.
Especially not for your superstars.
No. Like, what would have Aaron Boone said? You want to play that game? No, it's okay. It happens. It's baseball. Everything's great. Mendy called him out. So far, so good. I'm sure a lot of Met fans appreciated that. Now Juan Soto is asked basically the same question, and take a listen to the balls on Soto on answering the question this way.
What happened there on that ball that you hit off the wall?
I hit it pretty hard. Really short Green Monster, but tried to get the second, but it wasn't enough.
Last couple of nights you've had
couple of plays where you were slow getting out of the box? Is that something you have to be more aware of?
No. I think being hustling very hard. If you see it today, you can tell.
Juan, where have we seen you hustle? Like, don't think we're dumb. Don't think we're stupid. I'll actually defend your lack of hustle because I'll say, you know what? He thought it was gone, green monster, and he made up for it by stealing second base anyway. Like, I'd be the guy getting tomatoes thrown at me on sports talk radio because I would have downplayed it. I would have, honestly.
Yeah.
But you insulted all of our intelligence by saying, what are you talking about? I've been hustling. No, you haven't. So don't say something that isn't true, because that's going to tick off Met fans more than anything.
There is a part of Juan Soto's game that he hasn't fully utilized, and really until this year. Last year with the Yankees, he had 7 total stolen bases. This year, he already has 6.
Yes.
So he is running. And if he's going to generalize and say, I've been hustling, you could point to a statistic like that and say, yeah, he does hustle. He moves around the bases a little bit more than he previously has in his career. I think his career best is 12, and that was back when he was in San Diego. So he's likely going to eclipse that. So is he hustling? Sure, he's hustling. But I think what he misunderstood or at least took for granted was the specific question that was being asked of him. That is, a couple nights ago against the Yankees, last night, off the Green Monster, were you hustling? And instead of saying what any normal person, not a star athlete, but any person would say, yeah, you know, I wasn't hustling. I got to be better than that. But you know what? I stole second base, so no harm, no foul.
Right.
Right. Make light of it. Put some levity into it. Have some charisma about it. And as opposed to blindly defending the indefensible. That's what he did. And unfortunately, you're going to get called when you lie directly like that. And so Juan Soto, despite being in the league now for this is his 8th season, he's still only 26 years old. And there is some learning, especially when it comes to dealing with New York media, that he's got to figure out. And he didn't have to do it last year because he was great.
Well, no tough questions were coming his way because he was great.
And Aaron Judge was the guy and won an MVP. Like, he didn't have to do it last year. He has to do it now.
Well, he has to do it because last year, and this has nothing to do with Yankees v. Mets or Judge being there or Judge not being here. It has to do with the fact that Juan Soto had a great year last year. So what tough question are you asking Juan Soto besides his contract?
Right.
Not asking him any tough questions.
Right.
It is completely fair game for Mike Puma to say, you haven't been hustling. Do you think you should change that? And there are many ways Juan could have answered that. He could have said, you know what? I thought it was out. And I wanted to make up for it so badly, I stole second base on the next pitch,
right,
which is true.
And it's funny because Mindy actually said that. Mindy said what Juan Soto should have said.
Yeah.
It was a hard hit ball. It looked like it was going out, but the wind brought it back in. Just say that.
Just or say anything.
Just say what you were actually doing. I thought I hit a home run.
Just what you can't do is say something that's not true. Because that's just going to annoy a lot of people. Like, that's not true. You can't say I've been hustling. You haven't. And to defend Juan Soto, and this is crazy, but I'll say it. Do you guys remember how in the 7th inning, Francisco Lindor came up with 2 on and 2 out, a 2-run game, and he swung at the first pitch against Justin Slayton, and he grounded out to second base? This was actually probably the biggest play of the game. Francisco Lindor didn't hustle either! Like, the reality is most guys don't. The only time we call it out is when it's obvious and you lose a chance at either an extra base or a base hit. So the reason Soto got called out from the Yankee game the other night was because it was a close play. It was a tough play for DJ LeMahieu. If you're running hard, maybe you beat it. The reason he's going to get called out for last night is because when a ball hits the fence and you end up on first base, even at Fenway Park and the Green Monster, it looks bad. So here's a news flash for everybody. Francisco Lindor, who we all love, he's the captain, he's great, he ain't above it either. Because I saw him lollygag in a first base too. And that's not my issue. My issue is, don't tell me that it's raining when you know whatting on my head. You haven't been hustling.
Now, was Lindor asked about it as well?
No, of course not. And you want to know why? because it was a routine ground ball to second base, and it's a no harm, no foul situation, which is the case most of the time when guys don't hustle, which is why people could take it as I'm defending these guys. It's the truth.
Right.
The truth is most guys don't hustle, and we don't make a big deal out of it. We only make a big deal out of it when you could have had a hit, or you should have had a double, or in the case of Soto, all of the above, and you're underperforming. When all of that gets combined, it becomes a bigger deal. But I think what...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The problem was last night was this media session was exactly what we played. You had a disconnect. You had the manager saying, I'm going to talk to him, and the player saying, there's no issue. Did that happen in your Giants career?
Not really. I mean, the only thing that would come close was the fumbling stuff, and people would always ask Coach Fossil, hey, you're going to talk to Tiki about fumbling? And Jim would say, well, he's my best player. What do you want me to say? He's got to play type of thing. But, I mean, I got it. I heard it. I understood it. But I didn't lie about it. I didn't say, oh, I didn't fumble in that game. That was just the ball putting down too early.
Right.
Like, what could you lie about? So it's not one-to-one. Because in football, if you're not hustling, you're not playing. Period. Because you're hurting everybody. Baseball, you cannot hustle, and it doesn't really hurt anything sometimes. And I think Juan Soto is just not fully understanding that all we want from as a consumer and a fan base is just tell us the truth, right? Tell us what you don't have to defend yourself. Nobody's going to hate you because you tell somebody, you know what, I should have hustled more on that one. Like, we see it. Like, and when you tell us the opposite, now we think you're lying to us.
All of these issues come from not producing. Every single one of them.
100%.
The issue of he's not happy, the issue of he's not smiling, the issue of no Soto shuffle, the issue of he really still wants to be a Yankee, the issue of non-hustling. It all comes from the fact that in the third inning with two on and one out, he grounded into a double play.
Mm-hmm.
That's really what it comes down to. He is not producing. And so everything else comes from that. So the lack of hustle over the last two nights comes from the fact that he didn't get a big hit against the Yankees on Sunday night. He didn't get a big hit against the Red Sox last night. And so when things aren't going well, you're going to be asked about a million different things. And the one thing we don't want is you to BS us.
You're right.
And again, most guys do not hustle on every ground ball. Most guys are not hustling on every fly ball that they think is out. In fact, it's common practice not to.
Mm.
Like, I think of Met history. I'll stick it to the Mets here. And I think of all the great players that they had. Mike Piazza, I give him so much credit because he was a catcher too, ran every ball out.
Mm.
I noticed it.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. I love David Wright. I wore his jersey Sunday night to the game. I'm so excited to see his number retired. David Wright did not run every ball out. Let's not play this game of pretend now. That wasn't the case. And I don't hold it against him, Teak. I'm not saying this to rip him. I'm saying it because this is the truth. It becomes a big deal when you're not performing. It becomes a big deal when you cost yourself a base. And it becomes a big deal when you lie to us after games.
Yeah,
don't lie. Just be honest.
Yeah, and I think, look, he's going to learn this. I think he's still young. I think there's a bigger issue here. And it goes back to Juan Soto's history. So he came up when he was 19 years old. I mean, he was a kid. And a year later in Washington, they win the World Series. And he was one of the best players on that team. He wasn't the best player. Evan and I looked this up before the show started. He was really good, but he wasn't like the man.
Yeah, Anthony Rendon, believe it or not,
Rendon
was
the man. Yeah. Ryan Zimmerman was the man, Wahoo, UVA guy. But so he wasn't the guy when he was becoming a star. Then he has a bad year. Then he goes to San Diego, has another bad year, but in San Diego, even though he was Juan Soto, he wasn't the man there, right? It was Manny Machado. He gets traded to the Yankees. He comes to the he's not the man with the Yankees. And by man, I mean the leader, the unquestioned guy who everybody is looking to be elite. That's clearly Aaron Judge. And it was the MVP season last year. Soto was great from start to finish, but he wasn't the man. Now he comes to the Mets on a massive free agent contract. And he's not also the man, but he's paid to be the man.
Right.
And so there's this ascension to leadership that needs to occur with Juan Soto, and he's not there yet. And that part of it is because he's still young. He's 26 years old. He'll be 27 at the end of the season in October, but he's still young and hasn't had experience being the actual leader. I think it's one of the great benefits of Aaron Judge's career is that for a lot of his, probably 4 years in or 5 years in, he was the guy. He was the leader. He was ultimately headed towards being the captain. Juan Soto's not a captain.
No, I don't think he needs to be, though.
I'm not saying he needs to be, but I'm saying he's paid to be. And so when he's paid to be and the expectation that he is a leader, maybe not the leader, that's where I see a disconnect.
Well,
he's never had to do it. With all the success
he's
had, all the money that he's made, he's never had to be the leader. But when you're paid like Juan Soto and your name has been blown up and overhyped like Juan Soto, maybe not overhyped because it's just whatever, it's hyped like Juan Soto's name is, you're going to get asked questions like you're the leader.
Right.
And when you are, you can't BS us.
Yeah.
If you're just some bit player, you can be, if you're Brett Beatty right now, someone asks you a question about hustling, you can lie. We'll be like, all right, whatever. You're Brett. We'll probably be down in the minors by the end of the season. Who cares? But when you're Juan Soto, you can't BS that responsibility.
Right, but remember
and
this.
That's what he's doing.
The difference between, I think, a leader of a team, which he's not, and just being a star on the team is the questions directed at Juan Soto are about Juan Soto. They're not about Pete Alonso's issues throwing out of the pitcher covering first.
Right.
It's not about anything else. It's about him. And so what he's paid to do is put up massive numbers.
Yeah, but it's
that's
also,
it. He's got to produce.
Yeah, but it's also by example. Like the example you make by being accountable is so important when you're paid like he's paid. And I can't help but talk about what you're, because when you get paid as much as he's paid, $70 million a year by far, by double almost, the next paid highest paid guy on this team, there is a responsibility for you to be accountable and to be good.
Mm.
And right now, he's not being either of those. And that's where this disconnect with the fan base is starting to become real.
Well, he's going to hear it from Met fans if he doesn't start hitting. I can tell you that right now. We touched the surface of that a month and a half ago or a month ago at Citi Field when we would debate if we heard boos or not.
Mm-hmm.
If he doesn't turn this thing around, this weekend against the Dodgers could get very, very ugly. And it all starts with production. More than anything else, more than smiles and shuffles and running balls out and giving the right answers to the media, it comes down to producing. And right now, with runners in scoring position, he's hitting 130. There's just no denying it. He hasn't produced. But to me, last night, which was a very frustrating loss, that's on everybody in the lineup. It's not just on Juan Soto. It's on Francisco Lindor, who struck out in a big spot in the fifth inning, who grounded out in a big spot in the seventh inning, and is one for his last 24 or whatever it is. It's Brandon Nimmo, who comes up with two on and nobody out and bounces into a double play. It's on Mark Vientos, who took an 0 for 4. Like, literally, the Mets' offensive struggles are not about one guy. The reason it sounds like it's one guy is because this was the moment we expected him to get hot.
Yeah.
And also because he was asked pointed questions yesterday about not running balls out, and his answer was basically, what are you talking about? Which is an insult to our intelligence.
Believe me, not your lying eyes. That's what he's saying, basically.
Well, believe him.
No, he's saying, believe me.
Yes.
Not your lying eyes.
Well, we're always going to trust our lying eyes. We're damn New Yorkers. We'll get your calls next on all this at 888-808-1019. And Juan Soto's a national punchline. He even took a shot last night on Monday Night Raw.
The other thing that happened last night, after the Mets lost to the Boston Red Sox by a final score of 3-1, continuing their limp offense, I flipped on over to the Phillies-Rockies game because first place was on the line. And as you may recall, WFAN Sean Marash made a bet with me. He was so confident the Mets were going to win the division, he said, it'll be wire to wire. And if somehow the Mets ever fall out of first place, I will come to work dressed, painted in orange and blue. But if the Mets did go wire to wire, which of course I'm rooting for as a diehard Met fan, I would gladly at the end of the season dress up as a Yankee pinstripe. But last night after the Mets lost and dropped into a tie with the Phillies, I'm watching Phillies-Rockies, and I'm hoping, because I put my fandom above anything else, except for family, of course. I was hoping that Sean would survive. I was rooting for the Rockies. They're nursing a 3-1 lead. Then the Phillies are fighting back. It was 3-2 Rockies, and I passed out. And I woke up this morning to find out that the Colorado Rockies, who are maybe the worst team ever assembled, they're 8-39, found a way to blow this game to the Phillies. And as we all speak today on this Tuesday, May 20th, the New York Mets are a second-place team.
Womp, womp, womp.
Sean Marash, you will have to dress in orange and blue. But before we get to that, one quick question before we get to your calls. May 20th, 2:29 p.m., will the New York Mets ever see first place by themselves again?
The NL East is over!
Tommy Lugauer, will the Mets see a first place ever again?
Absolutely, 100,000, gamillion, gajillion percent.
Tiki Barber, will the New York Mets ever see first place again?
Of course they'll see first place again.
Of course. Of course.
You think they're conceding for the rest, or seeding it for the rest of the season?
I didn't say anything like that. I'm asking you your baseball opinion on if they'll ever see first place again. That's all.
Yes, of course.
Of course. Okay.
They might see first place tonight.
They may. That's assuming the Rockies help out. Sean Marash, since you are typical of our generation, the generation who deals in extremes, such as Juan Soto's contract is a disaster, the Mets should just trade him back to the Yankees.
I have not said that. I actually think he's going to be fine.
Will you say the Mets will see first place ever again?
I'm abstaining from comment.
Mm. What does that mean?
What it means is my Cinco de Fivo today is the five most likely dates the Mets return to first place.
Oh, so, okay.
That's a radio tease for you. My number one will be the day I expect it.
That is a vertical tease? Horizontal tease?
I don't know.
Vertical.
It's a tease for 2.5 hours from now.
Listen at 5:07 p.m. and you'll hear it.
I will agree with positive Tommy and Tiki. I think the Mets will see first place again, but it may not be for a couple of days, potentially.
Yeah. Could be.
Could be. Phillies are playing the Rockies and then the A's. And the Mets are dealing with this offensive slump as they battle the Boston Red Sox and then the Los Angeles Dodgers. Let's get to your calls, 888-808-1019, the toll-free number. Let us kick things off with Jeff in the Bronx. Good afternoon, Jeff.
Hey, what's up? How you guys doing?
Good.
Not bad.
Listen, guys, you got to stop sugarcoating this Soto stuff, man. Listen, it's not because he's doing bad. With the Padres, he batted .246. He was still shuffling. He was still smiling. He was still hustling. Listen, his heart is not in this, man. The body language does not lie. People have to take it for what it is.
Jeff.
People make mistakes.
Jeff.
You know, it happens every day.
Jeff, you bring up a point, and I do not know the answer to this. And you're saying something very confidently on the radio. I'm not sure you know the answer to this. When Juan Soto was struggling in San Diego, was he smiling? Was he shuffling? Or are you just saying it because you think it?
No, he was shuffling. He never stopped shuffling. He only stopped shuffling with the Mets.
Were you watching every Padre game in the second half of the 2022 season?
Evan, stop sugarcoating it, please.
Jeff. I genuinely don't know the answer. I'm asking you, were you watching every Padre game in the second half of the 22 season?
Okay. I'm asking this. Did you see his face yesterday when he answered when he was answering with the reporter?
Yeah.
This guy's heart is not in it, Evan. It's too much coincidence.
First of all, you don't know that. You're just saying it because you're a Yankee fan who wants to rub the salt in wounds right now. What I'm saying is I want to deal with facts. Mm. And so, Sean, I have a project for you.
Here we go.
Find the video of every Juan Soto at bat for his last year in San Diego.
Well, I wasn't going to say every at bat. But in all seriousness, because Jeff called up Sports Talk Radio and said something as if it was a fact. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to raise my hand and say, I don't know the answer. I don't know about Soto's kind of facial reactions, his shuffling. What was he doing when he struggled in the second half of 2022? And I have a dear friend who's a big Padre fan. I was going to text him, but the truth is he's probably not even going to remember. Like, I don't think, unless we go back and watch random at-bats from the 22 season, we actually know if Soto's demeanor changed while he was struggling for an entire season.
But you got to find those at-bats early when he wasn't hitting well. That's what you got to do.
So
see
I
if
have,
there's a comparison.
Yeah, I have a couple friends at the Padres radio network. I was going to text them.
I ask them. I don't know if they're going to remember because I think this is one of those things where, truthfully, we're looking into something in the first year of a 15-year contract. I don't know if the Padre fan, in the midst of that trade, was analyzing the smiles and the motions of his ass the way we would. So I definitely think you should ask them.
Yeah,
I think it's also a little bit different because I don't remember what the Padres' expectation was that year.
They gave up 800 prospects for him.
I know it was high, but was it what it is with the Mets?
It was very high.
I only say to ask them because
they had a loaded roster.
Unlike us here in New York, the only thing they talk about day in and day out is the San Diego Padres because there's nothing else there.
All right.
So I would assume if he was not shuffling, I would assume it becomes a big story there,
so
right?
So ask the friends in San Diego. After they say they don't remember, I'll do the research myself tonight because I am curious. Like,
isn't one of our former program director or board
Tiki,
producers a program director?
Tiki,
out there?
Don't reveal some of the people I'm texting.
Okay,
here's the problem.
Yes,
in all seriousness, you could ask.
But
whoever,
I'm right about that. Correct?
Yes, 100%.
Right.
You could ask whoever the hell you want. The real way to find out, which you don't want to do, and that's fine. I'll do it tonight. Is you just got to watch random at bats because I don't think anybody remembers. And I'm going to look at it because I'm sick and tired of guys like Jeff making blanket statements like they know. We don't know. We know Soto struggled before the trade to San Diego, after the trade to San Diego, and then the following year he was fine. We know that happened. The numbers don't lie. What we don't know is if he reacted the same way he's reacting to this slow start, or is Jeff's hypothesis right? That his heart's not into it. He hates being a Met. He dreams of the day he can be traded back to the Yankees for Clark Schmidt. Like, right now, that's still fiction, but I am open-minded enough to know, okay, did his body language change when he struggled in San Diego? Instead of us just making crap up, which people love to do. So ask your friends. They're not going to know. And you know what? I'm so urgent to do this during the commercial breaks. I'm going to watch random Juan Soto at-bats from 2022. I have to.
We're asking, or Sean is asking.
Yeah, again, it's not going to do any good.
Okay.
So I'll watch. Because then no one remembers this stuff. I'm telling you.
He might remember.
Even when they say their answer, I'm not going to trust them. Sometimes you can't let...
He's New York trained. He'll remember.
You can't let a boy do a man's job. I'll take care of it. Don't even send a text message.
I'm already watching at-bats. Will you relax?
Oh, you're watching at-bats?
Yes, I'm pulling up here.
And why are you calling our friend a boy?
Who's a boy?
You're talking about...
Oh, you're talking about Sean.
I'm talking about Sean, yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no. I'm saying instead of doing it yourself, he needs to ask his friends. Come on.
Well, he wasn't watching the Padres.
That's what I'm saying. You got to watch it yourself. I don't trust anybody. Like,
I think
here's
Evan's
the world
missing
we live
the
in.
Fact that we reached out, or you reached out, Sean, to someone who actually covers the San Diego Padres.
And I'm telling you,
more pitches of Padre baseball than you could ever imagine.
And what I'm telling you is, I don't trust anybody. Mm. Like, what I've learned in life is, you just got to do stuff yourself. You got to look at it yourself. It's like booing Juan Soto. Remember when we thought Soto got booed or we weren't sure. And people would say...
At the Met game, not the Subway Series.
No, yes. At the Met game. And I would hear something and then someone else would hear something. Like, everyone has different interpretations of what actually happened. Mm-hmm. So I don't like relying on people anymore. Doesn't mean they're lying or they're flawed. It just means you got to trust your own eyes. I was even about to say, if Sean's looking at old Soto at-bats, Tommy should go look over his shoulder. Because I don't trust Sean either.
Jeez, you're so hateful today, Evan.
It's not hateful. It's just I don't trust anybody.
Get on the wrong side of the bed.
You know what? And we also shouldn't trust you, Evan.
What
I do? The Kenorms? Yeah, first thing you say to me after, by the way, I lose a bet that I actually believed in the Mets for once. What a big hater I am. You say, oh, you're the one that says extreme things like, you know, trade Juan Soto. When I've never said that. So we shouldn't even trust what comes out of your mouth. You're lying about me.
What?
You lied about me 4 or 5 minutes
Sean
ago.
Sean never said trade Juan Soto.
No.
Oh, no, no. He
I'm
says
the one
other,
saying he'll probably get out of it and be fine.
He says other extreme things, like the Mets are going wire to wire in the NL East. Let's go to Freddie in Springfield. What's up, Freddie?
Hey, how you doing, fellas?
What's up, man?
Good.
I got to tell you, you know, the Juan Soto thing, not hustling. First of all, Tiki.
Yeah.
Stealing a base is not hustling. I just got to get that out of the way.
Right. You're right. And that's not what I'm saying, you know, Freddie. All I'm saying is Juan Soto, in his mind, is telling himself, oh, I've stolen 6 bases. I hustle. But he's missing the point. You know what I mean?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah, well, he is missing the point if that's what he's thinking. But you don't know if that's what he's thinking. But if that's it, then he's totally off.
I don't know how else. I don't know how else he could say that he hustles. You know what I mean? Like
because he's not going to admit it, especially after $800 million. He's not going to admit it.
Well, you know, Freddie, all that money. I don't think all that money's guaranteed, so it doesn't matter if he admits it or not.
He could admit it. Like one of the best answers he could have given last night. Because you're always in a good spot when you die on the sword. Pete Alonso and Francisco Lindor actually do a great job of dying on the sword.
It makes you forget it. It makes you forget it.
Yeah, well, it makes
you... Or it makes you forgive it in the moment.
Yeah, look, we still want you to perform, but when Lindor makes a big error like he did earlier this season and says, this is on me, I need to be better, we all appreciate that honesty. Right. Now, we still say, hey, go make the play next time. Same thing with Pete. Pete makes the error on Sunday night against the Yankees, and what does he say? He says, the game's on me. We appreciate that. All Juan Soto needed to say was, I should have run the ball out, but hey, with a smile, I made up for it by stealing second base, which is exactly what I thought watching the game. Like, once he stole second base, I was over him not running it out because the result had turned out to be the same. Runner on second, nobody out, Pete Alonso, let's go.
Yes.
So I think if he was just more honest with his answer, he wouldn't have turned this into something bigger, but he did turn it into something bigger.
But I think what Freddie was getting at is that Juan Soto can't admit his flaws because he's paid so much money. In his mind, he's got to be perfect.
Well, why can Lindor? He's making a ton of money, too,
because
and he admits
Lindor
his flaws.
Is mature, and he's mature in his high salary.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, Juan Soto was making good money. He wasn't making this kind of money before this year.
Let's go to Tim in Babylon. Hey, Tim.
How you doing? So as a Met fan, I feel like we always have seen Soto wear his performance, whether he's a menace at the plate or he's in his slumps. He's never been a good vocal media guy. He's never been good at that.
Yeah.
But I do feel this is more of a bigger testament on the Mets organization. Can they try and keep this more in-house? Can they right this ship? And can they get it right? Because that will tell us that they're a true championship organization, or to be. And if they can't right this ship and they just collapse, it's just a typical Mets situation. So I'd like to see the Mets do something about this. And the fact that Lindor is not hitting as much and Alonso's having issues in the field, I feel like this is magnifying the Soto situation.
Yes,
and I'd like to see the Mets organization fix this.
No, you're right. That's a great point and a great call, Tim. This thing, because everybody else is now playing down to where they were, it just it really highlights how bad Juan Soto is.
Absolutely, because it's not just him. Yeah. Anyone who says this is on, it's not just him. Francisco Lindor's a mess right now. Pete Alonso's cooled off after his bad start. Like, there are reasons why the Met offense has gone limp for a while, and it's not just Juan Soto.
Yep.
But Soto's becoming the face of it because he hasn't really been impactful all season long. And so we're waiting for that moment to occur. Now, as far as how the Mets should handle it, I think it's going to be really interesting in about an hour or so because Carlos Mendoza traditionally meets the media a few hours before games. Mm-hmm. And usually we'll play clips if there's an injury update or some weird thing about the lineup. I am really intrigued, and I assume the Met writers will ask the question. Puma was on fire last night. That's Puma's deep voice, who asked the question of Soto, who asked the question of Mendy. Well, he's going to say to Carlos, hey, Carlos, you said you needed to talk to Juan. A, have you? And B, he didn't think it was a big deal. Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts? And I'm very curious how Carlos Mendoza, who has been praised rightfully so for being an incredible communicator, not with just us in the media, but with players in that room, right, how he handles this moving forward. Because there was a contradiction last night. It's not just Soto said something that we all disagree with. The manager said, I need to talk to him. The player said, nothing to see here.
Right, I'm good.
So there's clearly a contradiction in what Soto thinks and what the manager thinks. And what does the manager say before tonight's game? I'll tell you what he's not going to do, Met fans, bloodthirsty Met fans. He's not benching him.
No.
This is not Reggie Jackson and Billy Martin. Nor should he. But should there be a conversation, even if it's a disagreement? Sure. But I tell you, you better tread lightly. Because this is a different world than Billy Martin and Reggie Jackson. That's for damn sure.
What you got for us, Sean?
I've already found a couple articles, one of which I sent you, where he continued to shuffle amidst his early 2023 struggles with the Padres. And I've already got an answer back from my folks in San Diego that said it was a week-long show saga how fans in San Diego were upset that he was shuffling while he stunk.
Really?
So that was the story. Like, enough with the arrogance and swagger. You stink.
So he was shuffling while struggling, and those in San Diego resented that.
Yes, they were turned off by it.
That's interesting.
Yes, the article that Sean just sent us, this is from Fox Sports out on the West Coast from April 18th, 2023. The headline, What's Wrong with Juan Soto? One of MLB's best has yet to find his swing with the Padres.
And he was shuffling while struggling.
Yes.
So does this mean our last caller or our previous caller is right, that he is a miserable Met that just hates being here?
I don't think he's a
miserable.
Is
this the smoking gun?
I think he's just miserable in his own performance. And he has a high expectation for himself, and he's underperforming his own expectation. It's as simple as that. We tend to think that athletes, especially elite athletes or elite baseball players, I don't think he's an elite athlete, but elite baseball players like Juan Soto are flawless and unflappable. But the reality is you get emotionally affected when you don't do what you do great. Great.
And what's funny is I remember when he got traded to San Diego for all those prospects, he struggled. But what I forgot, because the Nationals were so bad and maybe we weren't paying as much attention, he was struggling with the Nationals prior to the trade.
Yeah.
So it's not as if he was having a great year, got traded to San Diego, and then all of a sudden started struggling. That year, he was just off. By the way, now I'm starting to think, if Soto was shuffling right now, would that be the controversy in New York?
Yeah, it would be.
It'd be same. Why is he shuffling?
It'd be the same thing.
And maybe, stop the damn shuffling!
But maybe that's why he's not. Maybe he is somebody that pays attention to outside noise, and maybe already dealing with struggles in his career realized, you know what? I'm not going to hear it. That's not what the fans want to see right now. Maybe it's just him learning from his past.
But here's the other thing. Because I'm reading this article as we're in this segment. One of the things he said when asked about this by reporters in 2023... I'm still working on my stuff.
Mm.
I always say whatever gives you the results, you just keep doing it. Even if I'm not getting results right now, I'm going to be fine. You're not hearing any of that. It's different. Like the phrasing is different from the things that he says. Almost like he's denying that there's even an issue, even though we all see that there's an issue.
What? In terms of his offensive struggles?
Yeah.
I mean, it seems like he's been admitting that he's not performing.
Mm.
Like, and there are things he's going to get better at. Like, one thing he also said last night, this is a game of failure, which is true.
Right.
And right now, he's failing a lot. Well, my apologies, Sean. You did excellent work.
Thank you, because you motivated me to really step up my game. Last 15 minutes is all be because you've been in my ear.
And listen.
That's a great leader right there.
That's right.
Good job, Lombardi.
I wasn't really trying to be a jerk. Maybe I was. I was just leading you. Boy, this is the second time in 2 days I got to take another L. Great job, Sean, and great job by your friends in San Diego. That's amazing to me.
Welcome. Mm.
What I can't get over is that in San Diego 3 years ago, the sports talk radio debate was, he's struggling and he's still shuffling. What an ass.
Right.
888-808-1019. In New York, it's, why isn't he shuffling? He hates us. 888-808-1019.
Right. Well, Bob Melvin defended him in some ways, saying basically, different years, there's a lot on his plate, new team, new environment, expectations, and so forth. This is just a small sample size.
I'll tell you this.
And it's kind of the same thing.
Yeah.
Now, we're not getting that from Mindy, in a sense, probably because Mindy's getting asked what's wrong with him more than, you know, how do you get him right type of thing. And so Mindy's got to try to defend him without defending him. It gets to a fine line that the Skip has to walk about Juan Soto right now.
Oh, I agree. And I think that fine line now involves what he said last night about having to talk to him about hustling when Soto said, yes, I've been hustling. Like, I think this is the first, I think back to last year with the Jorge Lopez situation where Mendy came out, and obviously the team was upset with the throwing of the glove, and they DFA'd him, right, which is easy to do when you're talking about a struggling reliever. This is the first time, at least publicly, because you never know what's going on behind the scenes, publicly, that Mendy's got a little bit of a fire he's got to put out.
Mm.
Because I'm telling you, last night, losing the game is what it is. Guys not hitting is what it is. Soto's struggles is what it is. It's that contradiction after the game that gave me my stomach ache as a Met fan. Because I said, this is not ideal. This is not what you want, as Joe Girardi used to say. Let's go to Lee in Deer Park. What's up, Lee?
Hey, gentlemen. How you doing? I've listened to the radio yesterday and today talking about the Juan Soto and listened to the fans calling up. And, you know, he makes, Juan Soto makes $765 million. And yet somehow he still lives rent-free. And I think it is amazing listening to these Yankee fans calling up. They want him to be a failure so bad. It is more important to them. And their copium yesterday, listening to them call up, was the drug I needed. You have to inject it into my veins. It is fantastic. Because these Yankee fans are still so bent over this. I feel like if the Yankees won the World Series, they would be gloating that Juan Soto didn't win the World Series. It is fantastic. And their copium is keeping me getting through this slump right now.
Wow.
So I got to tell you, it is, listening to the Yankee fans cry about Juan Soto still, he is living rent-free in their head.
Lee, you're dead
fantastic.
Wrongly. You're dead wrongly. You're dead wrong as a Yankee fan. You understand that, right? You Met fans wanted to dance on every Yankee fan's grave the moment you signed them. We are now just simply laughing at the outcome right now. That's not copium. That's ha-ha. You thought it was funny when you taunted us. Now you're dealing with this. Enjoy it.
Sean, you guys can't stop talking about Juan Soto. Every Yankee fan is talking about it. They're calling up your radio station to talk about Juan. They're not talking about Aaron Judge, who's having one of the best seasons of his career, which is already an amazing career. They're talking about Juan Soto, who's not even on the team anymore. It's embarrassing to the Yankee fans. No, the Yankee fans should be embarrassed every time they call about Juan Soto.
Lee, you're being a little bit harsh here.
As Lee calls about Yankee fans, should he be embarrassed?
I mean, I'm assuming he's listened to the radio long enough to know how radio works. You talk about the topic that has conflict.
Yes.
Soto is conflict right now. Aaron Judge is, what are you saying?
And
Aaron Judge is great. Hey, Sean, did you know Aaron Judge is fantastic? He's hitting over 400. He's going to be an MVP again. Throw a contrary at me. Oh, you don't have one? You know Aaron Judge is amazing. He's awesome. MVP a year ago. He's probably going to win it again. Throw a contrary at me. Oh, wait, you don't have one? Hey, Sean, Evan, guess what? Aaron Judge is amazing.
They should walk him every time. That's my only contrary.
There's nothing to talk about with Aaron Judge. He's amazing.
So
there's something to talk about with Juan Soto. Something is amiss, and something is awry with how he's also talking to us.
Yeah, yeah.
And so it creates discussion. There is almost nothing to talk about Aaron Judge other than Aaron Judge is great. But if I told you that, you're going to turn off the radio because you're like, I already know that.
Here's the difference with what's happening with the Soto discussion. Juan Soto struggling after signing a contract with a New York sports team is not new. This is old news. Yes. It's been going on forever. This went on with Mark Teixeira. This went on with Carlos Beltran. This went on with almost every guy that comes here on a big contract. Here's the difference. When we were taking phone calls about Giambi's struggles, it was Yankee fans talking about Giambi's struggles.
Yeah.
When Beltran was struggling, it was Met fans talking about Beltran's struggles. What you have here is Met fans talking about Soto's struggles and Yankee fans joining in because they do have an opinion on Juan Soto because part of what Lee is saying has some truth to it.
Right.
But then there are also Yankee fans, and I know one, a buddy of mine, not you, Sean, who says, calm down, he'll be fine. But there are other Yankee fans who are like, see, he misses the broad, blah, blah, blah. So I think what's unique about this is it does involve Yankee fans, too, because they know the player, they had the player, they lost the player. So this is unique in terms of the story around the one player struggling after signing a big contract impacts everybody. Like, the first caller we took, he sounded like a nice guy. You could tell was a Yankee fan.
Yeah.
And you could tell the point of his phone call was to rip and rip and point and salt. And by the way, I respect it. I got nothing wrong with that, but that's what's unique about this. When Beltran struggled, it was just Met fans talking about it. When Teixeira struggled for that month, it was just Yankee fans talking about it. That's what's different in this case. Because Yankee fans have an opinion.
Right.
And by the way, of course you want him to struggle. The guy left you. Yesterday, I know it's not the same.
I don't think that Yankee fans want him to struggle.
You want a guy who leaves your team to struggle, T. Come on.
It's just,
I wanted John Tavares to struggle.
I don't think you want it. You're just laughing. The Yankee fan is laughing at it. I don't think they want it.
That's kind of the same thing, though.
Not really, because I don't think they're wishing ill will on Juan Soto. They're just saying, you were great with the Yankee. Sucks that you suck with the Mets.
Right.
So I don't know if they're like clamoring for it. I think it's just entertaining that it's happening.
Yes.
So it's not that they want it. It's just
but the
different.
Disagreement I have with our last caller is, as a Met fan, this is, oh, it's so funny to watch this. There's nothing funny about Juan Soto struggling right now. There's nothing funny about him answering questions after games that are complete BS. There's nothing funny about Juan Soto going 5-for-38 with runners in scoring position. Now, am I worried? No, I think he'll break out. Do I think this is a bad contract? No, that's asinine. We're a month and a half in.
Right.
Do I think he secretly wants to be traded back to the Yankees? No. I think that's fan fiction that I believe the Yankees probably leak out to reporters. So I don't believe all that crap, but I'm also not going to lie to you and say, oh, this is fun. Ha ha, Yankee fans are enjoying this. No, I'm not enjoying this. The Mets are out of first place and Soto isn't mashing. There's nothing fun about that.
And let's also not pretend, and this is part of the fun of living in a two-team town and having two fan bases going at each other. If Juan Soto was rolling along right now and he was the MVP of the National League, or if and when he does become that with the Mets, You don't think Met fans, one of their first thoughts in their head is going to be, what do you think, Yankee fans? Look, we have your guy doing the big brother stuff, all that stuff. It's part of it. He's struggling it. Deal with the egg on your face right now, Met fans. It's okay that we're laughing at you. You'll have a laugh back because he's not going to do this all his whole freaking 15-year career.
And that's really the bottom line. It's not Juan Soto is just a nameless fan. It's not Juan Soto. It's what he represents. The Yankee fan wants Steve Cohen, the Met fan, the organization, to have egg on their face. You think you could step up and be where we're at? No, no. He was great with us. He's not great with you because the Mets turn everything into garbage. That's all this is about. And we talk about the narrative of him not being happy and all this. Who started that narrative? Yankee fans, their mouthpieces, all this crap that's being leaked over the last couple days. It's propaganda so that they can look better because they got left at the altar. That's all this is. So you know what? Tiki's right. Maybe you should focus on your own team. But you can't because it's rent-free, just like Saquon Barkley was rent-free all year. And you got it shoved up your you-know-what. And you know what? If you're going to do it to Soto, guess what? Great players, like we talk about with Aaron Judge, they do great things. So if you turn your back on him now, you're going to get egg on your face. That includes Met fans, Met fans and Yankee fans. I would not sell Soto stock if I were.
No. And I think most people aren't. I mean, we are still early in his 15-year tenure. I will tell you one thing that annoyed me. Last night was an open night. It was only the Mets. So I watched the Met game. Frustrated about what happened. Frustrated about Juan Soto. And then I turned on Monday Night Raw. Because I like professional wrestling. And what I love about wrestling, Teak, is it takes me away. Mm. Takes me away from sports. Yes. Takes me away from the things that may annoy me in sports.
You get to see that epic battle between babyface and heel.
Yeah! I get to see what are they doing with Seth freaking Rollins. Is Jey Uso going to defend his title? And I'm watching Monday Night Raw, and I have to hear this.
In this matchup, the official big Mets fan, Eddie Arango. And here we go. We're underway with tag team action.
Unlike Juan Soto, these boys show up every single night.
Nice.
I mean,
damn!
I'm just trying to watch tag team wrestling.
For those who don't know, that was Pat McAfee.
It was.
Taking a shot at your high-paid player.
See, I also blame Michael Cole because Michael Cole mentioning the referee and the fact that the referee is a Met fan, which is information that nobody needs, led to Pat McAfee throwing a shot. And remember, I'm watching this right after the Met game is over, looking for a distraction, and I got to get, the one Soto joke. Cole. We'll get back to your calls next at 888-808-1019. And speaking of trolls, can Trae Young stop trolling the New York Knicks? He did it again. We'll explain it coming up. 888-808-1019.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.